Channel 107.
A particularly manic outing now for the Dodd and Peach characters, as they are forced to turn up in the school during the evening for a night class in the sixth episode of Detention with Mr. Dodd.
Teachers are more stressed than paramedics and round-the-clock doctors. Great soundtrack,
yeah. Disclaimer. The Detention with Mr. Dodd series contains strong language and scenes of a controversial nature.
Detention with Mr. Dodd.
What a load of horse malarkey.
Episode 6.
Night school. Nightmare.
How am I going to find time to mark when I've got to take a night class?
In this episode, despite the syllabus coming in a book thick enough to rival the Bible, he still doesn't have a bloody clue what he's meant to be teaching.
Is this school not good enough for you, Brian? Were you out on the lash getting drunk? Were you babysitting the toilet? Or were you just being an adolescent Why the hell didn't you tell me that you weren't coming into work yesterday? Are you following in the footsteps of that pathetic no-show, Graham? I had to take your damn science class yesterday. And you want to know what happened?
Well, Stephen, I...
Shut it! Do you really want to know? Put it this way. I've arranged for decorators next week. Not to mention the electrician. Your students are out of control, Brian. If you don't start showing up for work 24/7, then I will have to lock you in my fridge.
I do apologise, Stephen. I did try texting you that I was unable to make it in yesterday, but you wouldn't have understood the message, because some of the keys were missing.
I wouldn't have cared a dog. I want what I want, and that is you to follow orders. I will end up putting you on a leash, Dodd. Now enough of this talk. On to more pressing matters. Apparently, ever since I took charge of your absence yesterday, all your students, for some reason, have contracted swine flu. F*** knows how, because Neston is the safest place in the world. And my food is golden. I couldn't care less if they live or die right now. But anyway, you won't be teaching them, obviously. So instead, I would like you to make up for the hell that you've caused. This school is unprofitable, Brian. We're not making any money teaching these regular students. They're as poor as chips. It just so happens that tonight, we need a substitute for our new adult education program. And we're going to charge them through the nose. It will be a night class, so get ready to work late.
But I haven't even agreed to take the class yet.
I don't care, Brian. Because it's not optional. You will take this class because you owe me big time for the repairs and electrical costs that'll be coming out of your wages, you...
I thought you just told me that you would be making the money back through the night class.
The rest is going straight in my pocket as compensation for the inconvenience of having to speak to you. Now get out of my office. Be here at 7 p.m. tonight. Make sure you bring your sex education book. You're gonna need it, son.
Detention with Mr. Dodd.
Mr. Dodd's Adventures.
I can't believe I have to work late. I'm going to miss Emmerdale. And my Skype Plus is broken because I don't have one. I wonder if my class is going to be science-oriented, or else even I won't know what the hell I'm on about.
Hello, viewers. Just to inform you about where we're up to in our latest story, Mr. Dodd is being forced to work late, and he has never been to Neston High School in the evening before. So some things are a little unexpected.
Oh dear! What happened?
We've just driven into the gates here.
Why are there gates present outside this establishment? They were not installed during the daytime.
There's some people riffraff out, and you must pay at the gates if you attend an evening class.
Climate teacher.
It don't matter. If you're not on the list, you ain't getting in.
I will not have obstacles in the way of my...
asking me?
Do I look like a map?
Put yourself in Mr. Field's English classroom.
What if it's going to be a scientific evening? I'll need to do my experiments.
Improvise. Now listen, between you and me, you're going to be in for a very rough evening. You thought Bruno was bad, you haven't lived. Now I believe that one of your new students is on the way to skedaddle right to that class.
But I don't know where I'm going. And I don't even know what I'm teaching. It's adult education, Dot. The clue is in the title. If adults out there in the community have to come to a high school for a night school course, then they don't know nothing about anything. So our job, after having taken credit card payment off them, is to teach them about everything that they don't know. A bit of science, a bit of maths, even a bit of PE.
I can't teach that. I'm not agile enough.
As long as you don't miss this out. This is the sex ed Bible. Since we're having adults in the school tonight, they're going to get a very adult education.
And if any of these adult learners should misbehave, do I send them to the usual place for detention?
Well, for God's sake, keep them away from my office. I don't do evenings, Mr. Dodd. Lord knows that I couldn't mark to save my life. And that's what you lowly teachers are for. We might have opened a night school. Quite frankly, Steve, the security guard, will be the only one on hand that can sort out any troublemakers. As for me, I do not want to be disturbed from my 22 cans of Stella. So get in there. Your public awaits. Or should I say, you're a single pupil. I only saw one car in the car park that wasn't clamped.
Mr. Darn walks to Mr. Field's English class and attempts to settle his science experiment. Unfortunately, when he tests that the Bunsen burner is operational, he manages to set fire to Mr. Field's copy of Macbeth. Anyway, eventually the student, and notice that I say student and not students, arrives.
What subject are we taking? What are you going to learn me?
Do you know, I hadn't thought of that. But according to Stephen, this is an adult educational program, and we can teach you anything.
Stephen? You mean Mr. Peach?
What the f***?
No, he was here. He hasn't got much mesh in the world, has he?
Yes, he's still here, unfortunately. Anyway, let's take off our regret hats and put our educational headwear on. What skills do you think that you are lacking in, miss?
Well, I want to learn how to decorate a cake on the outside. Well, how to make certain curtain ornaments.
Well, Mr. Field's class is not exactly a kitchen, but...
Who the f*** is Mr. Field?
He is an English teacher and a bitter rival to myself, if I'm being frank, and I am. I think he is completely up himself. Not only that, he is quite frankly a complete who needs to get bent. And
that's enough, Brian! I thought you were supposed to be teaching me some what are they, to look good?
Yes, of course. But please, whilst we are in this class, address me as Mr. Dodd at all times, as any pupil, young or old, must do in my presence.
Okay, Brian!
I will ignore that little piece of insolence on your part and get on with the job at hand. Now, where is my syllabus for this evening? Oh my God! Oh dear! I don't know a damn thing about this. No clue whatsoever.
So this is meant to be an adult education class. I've only ever taught science before. Well, here's my dilemma. I know a lot about the science subject. In fact, I would go as far as to say, that is my life. And when it comes to this infernal adult education, I have to say I don't know a lot about it. In fact, I know nothing. Well, I suppose there is but one option left to us. For me to wing it. Now, let's see. I haven't actually had sex before. But going by the biology lessons that I used to substitute, can describe what should happen, in theory, in rather graphic detail. That is what I will now proceed to do. Right, lesson begins. So, to have sex, you must first insert, then fondle, excite, move a particular region of the human body. I can't make head nor tail of this. We might as well be trying to learn ancient Greek. Give me a moment here. I just need to think about this.
What's the problem, Dodd?
I need a coffee. This is going to be a long day.
It's night time, you imbecile! Don't I get a coffee? Don't be so exclusionary, so selfish. I'm a customer here because I haven't paid, and I'm always right.
The beverage supplies are for the perusal of the staff only. It's peach policy.
Did I hear someone say coffee? Coffee is my life because I have to sit through every single episode and listen to your boring vocal cords go up and down, Don. I have to drink at least 20 cups of coffee a day to stay awake.
Jones, Frederick, Michael, I can't be asked saying your full name, Mac. You aren't wanted here. So could you please go back to your recording studio and just narrate what's going the hell on in this episode before I lose my rag? Can't you see I'm stressed at having to take this damn night class?
Do you think I care? I've just come in to ask Mrs. Hussein if she would like a coffee with me.
Are you asking me out?
Oh, don't be silly. Who would ask an old ratbag like you out? You're in your 90s, aren't you?
Yeah, so what? I'm a nonagenarian, and this is against my human rights. No coffee, and now no date. I'll have you know, John Frederick Mack, or whatever the crack your name is. I'm not going to learn that. Well, I haven't got in looks anymore. I may look more in personality. You don't know what you're missing.
Oh dear.
What are you laughing at, Mr. Dodd?
I think his body must already be full of caffeine.
So are we going for coffee together then? You're going to change your mind instead of acting the fool?
No. Goodbye.
Now, before we were rudely interrupted, where was I? Oh no. I've just remembered why I needed the coffee down my gob. Look what's on tonight's syllabus.
What is it, Dodd? I come all the way here to this class, make the effort, do my one strand of hair, and you don't even want to tell me. Come on, what's the mystery? What are you going to learn me? Or am I just wasting my time looking at your picture?
You know what, madam? I don't know what I'm supposed to be teaching you tonight. I will have to go and ask my superior, who is Mr. Peach, unfortunately.
I should have heard that, Dodd. But I didn't. So you're not getting the boot.
Is he that man that was rude to me? He's got a cheek. He wanted to see my ID. Everybody knows who I am.
We all know why, don't we?
What in the name of insanity is going on in this English class?
I was about to go knock on your office, sir. Because I am quite flustered tonight. I just don't know what I am teaching.
You can say that again. You've never known. I don't quite know why I hired you. I must have accidentally ingested mercury or something. I think it was the recession. Listen, Brian, if you can't get your act together soon and start showing some initiative, like actually using your brain to come up with what the f*** this evening is all about, I might have to show my teeth as a boss and fire
it. I'm sorry, Stephen, but I don't know why we're all standing here.
What are you talking about? You're sitting, you four-eyed. You're on your own staring at the ceiling. You call this learning? Are you on steroids? I think so, because why the f*** would you wear glasses like that? I bet those steroids make your eyes bigger. Go
But I can't f*** without my dignity.
Am I being f***ing ignored here? Give me a spliff!
I'm sorry, I sold out of those.
You know what? F*** all this! Let's clear the classroom and go out for a pint. I'll lock up the school and tell all the other night staff to f*** home. Come on.
But what about me, Lily? I was thick as horse in the vomit.
I am fully aware of your educational needs, but I haven't had a kebab in 2 hours. So quite frankly, madam, you are a very, very low priority. Don't forget the night class. I was going to give you table scraps for my evening meal later, rather than your wages, simply because I can't afford in a million to pay you.
Oh, well, I'm honoured, sir.
Yes, but it's gone off now. So be grateful as I'm buying you a pint.
But I'm a non-alcoholic. I don't drink.
You will be tonight. Now get f***ed in the f***ing you four eyes.
You know, Stephen, you are the most abusive individual I have ever had the pleasantry of meeting.
You know I'm good for it. Now come on before the damn pub closes in our faces.
I am sure as damn well going to learn something tonight, even if no one else does.
Whilst you jolly yourselves off to the pub, I'm going to stay here right in this school and actually study the night course by reading it from cover to cover.
You what? Well, suit yourself. Which I know that it does.
That was
Detention with Mr. Dot.
Mr. Dodd, Mr. Peach and Mother were played by Astrid Jones. The narrator was played by Daniel Seal. The guard at the gate was played by Brian Seal. The sound effects, music and editing were by Astrid Jones, with some additional sound effects added by Daniel Seal.
Characters in this episode do not represent people in real life.
Because you owe me big time for the repairs. And all the electrical costs, this will be magically coming out of your wages, you idiot. I don't care, Brian. Because it's not optional. You will take this class because you owe me big time for the repairs and electrical costs. That'll be coming out of your wages, you f***ing hell!
That sounds so funny, that will.
Keep that as an outtake.
I sounded like a drunk spazzer.
Oh, God. You f***ing.
All right. Outtake.
The series was recorded in South Wirral in Cheshire, England. The episodes were edited by Astrid Jones and Daniel Seal and were a good laugh and totally mad production.
Britain used to make me so proud, but now there are too many British people here.